Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, welcome to the Kramer Basketball YouTube channel. And today I want to talk about how we can start to scout teams more effectively if they're running a man-to-man defense and go over some of the questions that you can ask. This comes from a recent Coach's Edge coach meeting that we had with some of our members and sharing how different coaches go about their scouting report, retrieving information, what information that they give to their players. And as we've had conversations with different coaches about this, I found that so much of it has to do with the state of your program. If you're a high performing program already, you have high level basketball players, you have a sound foundation for your game already, and how you play as a team, you have a culture and identity in place, scouting plays a huge role on top of that, right? Because, I think of a couple teams as an example. Carvers Bay girls basketball in South Carolina, they're ranked, I think, fourth in the state right now for 1A. They're a team. They have a dynamic team, very explosive inside, outside. They know who they are from an identity standpoint. So now they're able to add in the scouting, the opponents that they play, and be very effective. Frankenmuth girls basketball, another one. They lost in the state championship last year for Division II in the state of Michigan. They have a great team again this year. High performing players, they understand their identity, and being able to add in how do we scout the opponent so that we can take advantage of the things that they do, play to our strengths, play to their weaknesses, so on and so forth. But having conversations with other basketball programs, they're not at the point to spend a ton of time on scouting. They should take that time that other coaches and other programs would spend on scouting and continue to use that time to work on building their own identity, building their own skill set, building their own game is going to allow them to go farther than having a great scouting report, right? And I'm not going to mention any names, but like there's teams that we also work with in coachesedge.coach that, I mentioned some of the best teams in their respective states that we work with, but there's also ones that, one program I'm thinking of, they just won their first game of the season last week, right? They're very much in the beginning stages of where they're trying to go as a culture and as a basketball program from the youth level on up, and talking to their head coach. And he's like, a scouting report, like, we're just not there. We're not there. Like, I can talk a little bit about what the opponent's going to do. That's as deep as we're going to be able to go because, listen, if we're dribbling full speed and on a fast break and we're throwing it up to somebody, we're throwing it over somebody's head and it's going out of bounds. Like, that's things that we need to work on, right? Passing, catching, pivoting, right? Playing the game, developing better basketball players and playing to who you want to be as a team. That's going to give you more bang for your buck as far as your time. So as I dig into man-to-man defense and how we can scout teams better by asking the right questions for man-to-man, I want to reinforce this again. This is my personal opinion, but there are certain teams based on where you're at. Don't spend as much time scouting. Use that time that you might bucket into scouting and spend it continuing to work on your team. And then there's those teams that are already high performers and you have your identity already, then you add in the scouting, right? So it's a piece. It's not like the foundation, right? Your own identity is the foundation for you as a basketball program. So I'm going to share screen some of the common questions that I have written down. And some of these I got from Coach's Edge contributor AJ Burton, and then I've added some myself. Don't we all? Like, as any coach, we take things from others. We say, okay, what's important to me? What stands out? And my hope is that as you listen to this podcast or you're watching on YouTube, that you'll find some things that hit home to you, and then you'll be able to apply it to your team. Not necessarily saying this is the best way or the only way. With that said, like if you're watching on YouTube, it's Kramer Basketball. Hit the subscribe button. We're going to put a lot more information on YouTube in the like this is a free video, right? But how can I get rewarded for other people enjoying this stuff? Subscribe. Like, we're going to continue to push a lot of stuff on YouTube over these coming months. And same thing with the podcast, like helping the podcast grow. Just follow the podcast, share the episode out with somebody else. Like, that's it. Leave a positive rating and review. That really goes, like, that's the engine for media, right? Social media. such as this platform with Coach's Edge. So show us a little bit of love there as we try to help you out from this, basketball scouting standpoint. So here's some questions that I like to ask. Man-to-man defense, you're going over a scouting report. The opponent plays man-to-man. What is the general pickup point, right? Because we want to understand what's the type of ball pressure that's going to be given. And so those are my two main questions. Is somebody who's bringing the basketball up the court, where's the general pickup point? Is it half court? Is it three-quarter court? Are they more of in their quarter court defense? Just very, very base. And then just because they may be picking up at a certain level, it doesn't mean that's going to be high ball pressure. So that's another question. What is the level of ball pressure that they present? Right. And you can give that kind of a scale almost of like a three being like up in your face, intense, intense, intense. Two being they're extending their arms length away or a little beyond that, a little more of a cushion. So they're up and they're in front, but it's not so much bothersome, but you got to know where they're at because they're there, right? And then maybe a one would be like a soft, right? And that there's flesh and bones there, right? They're staying in front, right? But you're not worried about them, right? That could be as simple as the level of ball pressure that they represent. And then you relay that information to your team. So there's two questions right there. This is a big one for teams that play man-to-man defense, especially if you're a team that runs a lot of ball screens. How do they defend the ball screen? What are their tendencies when it comes to defending the ball screen? We got to know those things, right? Do they switch? Do they hedge? Do they trap? Do they ice? Do they jam it and go under? Do they use drop coverage? Right? We can go on and on with the types of defenses that someone could play on a ball screen. But if you run a lot of ball screen, that might be one of the most important questions that you ask yourself when you're doing a scouting report. How do they defend the ball screen? If you're on off ball screens, then you got to make sure you're asking yourself that. How do they defend the ball off ball screens? Right? Do they fight through? Do they switch? Right? Do they try to show out and play the passing lanes? We want to know those things, how they play defensively. And how do they defend the post? Not every team has a post player these days, but if you have a post player, very important for us to know. They just play behind and try to wall up. They half front, they three-quarter front, are they full front? Do they double the post when it gets there? And that also digs into defense off the ball. That's our next question. How do they defend off the ball? That's one pass away, and that's help side two passes away. What are their positions that they're in? And how aggressive are they out of those positions? It's very important for us to understand that. Are they more of a pack line, staying in those gaps, right? Trying to, high ball pressure. They're in the gaps, one pass away, trying to deter you from beating that initial defender, getting downhill. They're already sitting in those gaps. Are they playing the passing lanes? More on the line, up the line, right? They're looking to jump those passes and get some of the steals or even getting to a denial. We need to understand how they're defending off the ball. It's huge, huge, huge. Next question. How do they help on drives and paint touches? How do they help on drives and paint touches? I think as we go through this list of, I think, nine questions that I have for you, how does the defense react to drives and paint touches? And how do you defend the ball screen for a lot of teams? Those may be the two, and that would put how do they defend off the ball? Because that's going to intertwine some of those two things as far as their rotations. Those three questions, you can build your whole scouting report offensively off of those three things, asking yourself man to man, in my opinion. How do they guard the ball screen? What are their locations and level of aggressiveness off ball? And then three, how do they react when the basketball is in the paint or being driven to the hoop? Just those three would, in my opinion, for the most part, that would be enough. So really think about that. How do they react to drives and paint touches? Where are they helping from? Are they staying home more towards the three-point line, trying to take away shooters? Are they collapsing? If they're collapsing, where do they collapse from? And then how do they recover when the ball then gets kicked back out? Those are all questions that come into the fact of how do they react when the ball is driven to the paint? Because regardless of what type of defense you play, excuse me, regardless of what type of defense that somebody plays, you don't want the ball to get inside, right? And so that's a very important piece for us to ask. Next question, are they a charge-taking team or they fly around, they try to block some shots? Important question for us to ask, right? If we're an aggressive team and we're attacking and we're trying to score, we need to keep that in the back of our mind. Boy, this team take a lot of charges. They might even flop here and there trying to draw a couple extra calls. Or you know what? This is a shot blocking team. We got to be ready. They got some length. They have some size. Maybe that's a team that we can use more shot fakes against because they're going to, go for some of those fakes. We can use some of our footwork. That's a big part of the scouting report. And then are they a gambling team or are they a conservative team? And this one I probably should have put at the top. But as you play against man-to-man teams, there's many different ways that a team can play man-to-man. Right? There's many different ways that a team can play man-to-man. So are they taking chances on the ball? Are they taking chances off the ball? And are we able to take advantage of that? Or are they very conservative? Keep the basketball in front. We're not going to go for a lot of steals, and we're simply going to try to get that defensive rebound. Many different philosophies for teams to play. Like if they're a quick, shorter, fast team, they're probably going to have to gamble a little bit more because they're probably going to get beat on the offensive glass. If they're a bigger, slower team, they're probably not going to fly around as much, probably not going to gamble as much, but they know they're probably going to get the defensive rebound if they play solid defense. So that's an important piece to ask yourself when it comes to a scouting report. Remember, as coaches, we want to know everything, but it's important not to give too much information to our players. So we're keeping that in mind. We got to keep it clean, got to keep it simple during that scouting report to our players as well, right? So those are the three things I put at the bottom. Again, shout out to Coach Burton for some of this information, but coaches, we want to know it all, but we have to make sure that what we give to the players is not too much, right? Keep it clean, keep it simple. That's very important on our scouting report. The only other thing I would add to this list is there like an individual player that literally changes the game because of how they defend? That would be its own question and answer as far as the scouting report. If a team has a player like that, not all teams have a player like that. They can absolutely change the game based on how they play defense. Sometimes it's a big, sometimes it's, you guys remember Aaron Kraft from Ohio State. Absolutely changed every game he was in just because of what he did defensively. It doesn't have to be a big or a shot blocker or a real long, lengthy type of player. So that's a little bit of information as far as if you're running a man, if you're playing against a team that plays man to man, you're going over the scouting report, how you try to score. These are some of the base questions that I would ask, that I would have our staff go over. And then we'd pick, what are the things that keeping it simple that we're able to relay to our team to help us be a little bit more effective. So I hope you found that beneficial. If there's anything I can do for you with coachesedge.coach, please let me know. We love helping coaches from around the country. We just got another Coach's Edge member from Ohio, and shoot, I've already watched one of their game films. It's just really cool to touch base and talk about how they're running some Zoom action that I'm high on that we've talked about in the past and just some different things. So if you're a coachesedge.coach member, or you want to be, and you want me to watch some of your game, I will 100% watch some game film and get back to you on that. We love serving coaches, especially this time of year. It's very exciting. But I hope this was a timely episode because a lot of teams are heading into the conference play. Scouting reports are becoming a little bit more important as you get into your league season. And so hopefully some of these questions can help you out. If you find it beneficial, let me know if you'd like to hear, some other good solid questions or for like playing a zone team and things of that nature. Please let me know and we can do that as well. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Edge podcast. Get after it today.